This is the Soundcheck Podcast from WNYC in New York.
From WNYC in New York, this is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and we're not the only ones spending this week looking back at the year in music. All of the music publications and blogs and critics are weighing in with their year-end lists, and you'll notice some of the same names keep coming up. Kanye West is on many best-of and worst-of lists. Young country maverick Kacey Musgraves and New Zealander Lorde are both getting lots of love. But who's missing? What were 2013's hidden gems that are being overlooked at year's end? We'll shine a light on some of them in just a moment. We've also got another visit to that barn in upstate New York where the music and video series called Barn Burners takes place. You'll hear the Brooklyn band Fort Lean playing there. Now, I've been unveiling my own top 10 list this week. It's called Top 10 Reasons Why New York Music Ruled the World. Come on, you know it's true. Haven't you been listening the past few days? If you haven't, you can see and hear reasons 10 through 5 at soundcheck.org. And if you're not already convinced, tonight I've got two more really good reasons. Everybody wants to rule. Number 4, The National. The Brooklyn Rockers released another thoughtful, intricately structured album called Trouble Will Find Me.
If I stay here, trouble will find me, I believe. Joe, I'll always think of you. There's a kind of childhood this was never gone.
Sea of Love is from The National's album Trouble Will Find Me. Now, maybe you're thinking, thoughtful? Intricately structured? What kind of description is that for a rock band? Well, this is a rock band that includes a classical composer, namely guitarist Bryce Dessner. He also released an album this year of string quartets, played by the famed Kronos Quartet, and they rock. Bryce Dessner of the rock band The National wrote that string quartet called A Hame, or Homeward, for the Kronos Quartet. All right, in a little while, reason number 3 in my list of the top 10 reasons that New York music ruled the world in 2013. I have to say, I haven't seen this record of Bryce Dessner's string quartets on too many year-end best-of lists, so for me, this is one of the year's hidden gems. But there are plenty of others, and we've been asking musicians and critics, and you, our listeners, for a list of artists and albums that are being overlooked in the annual top 10 lists, but which are still worth remembering. And here with the results is Soundcheck's executive producer, Joel Meyer. Hey, Joel.
Hey, John.
So, lots of people with ideas of things that we shouldn't forget about at the end of the year.
That's right. I wrote a little blog post on soundcheck.org and invited people to post their hidden gems of 2013 there, or leave us a message on the listener line, 866-939-1612. We'll hear from some listeners in just a moment, but first, John, I wanted to go back to some of our favorite guests that we have here on Soundcheck pretty frequently. We're going to hear from a couple of musicians in a moment, but you know, all this week we've been hearing from a lot of critics and writers. So let's hear from one more, Greg Kot of the Chicago Tribune. You also hear him as a co-host of the show Sound Opinions from WBEZ in Chicago. And so we asked him, Greg Kot, what's your hidden gem?
My hidden gem is the Besnard Lakes. It's a band out of Montreal who put out their fourth studio album called until in excess imperceptible UFO. That's a mouthful. But the album is well worth getting into. This band has been making great records for the last decade. I don't think they get enough love from these year-end lists. And this record is definitely one of my favorite records of 2013. If I were to describe the sound, it's a little bit of that British shoegazer thing from the early 90s. I'm thinking especially of the slower, dreamier side of the spectrum there with a band like Slow Dive. Meeting this kind of falsetto vocal 60s Beach Boys vibe. The lead singer, Jace Lasik, has got this uncanny kind of high tenor voice, breaks into falsetto, that's really beautiful and moving, combined with these heavy, thick guitars. I'm Greg Kot, and that's my hidden gem, the Besnard Lakes, Until in Excess, Imperceptible UFO.
So that's a dude singing.
That is a dude, John.
A little Silver Sun Pickups kind of action there.
Yeah.
A guy with a very high voice. That's a really nice sound.
I know. When Greg says it's a little bit like Slow Dive, that's when he had me. He had me at a little bit like Slow Dive, but it is a lot like Slow Dive or one of those great shoegazer bands.
All right. Who else did we hear from?
Okay. So I'm crisscrossing the country here. I'm going from Greg Kot in Chicago and then back to New York for Laura Cantrell, the singer-songwriter. I'm doing all of this by phone, John. And so Laura Cantrell, if you're not acquainted with her, she's a Nashville-born sort of alt-country singer-songwriter who lives now in New York, former radio host. John, she belongs to the elite club of musicians who have been both musical guests on Soundcheck and guest hosts in your chair. She's got a new album coming up next month called No Way There From Here. And she's going to be playing at Joe's Pub next month. And you're probably going to hear her on Soundcheck as well. But before then, we asked Laura Cantrell, what's your hidden gem?
My hidden gem for 2013 is a record that came out back in August by a singer-songwriter from Memphis, Tennessee called Valerie June. She made a beautiful record called Pushing Against a Stone. The thing that I love about Valerie June's music is that she's an African-American singer-songwriter with very eclectic influences, including Appalachian folk music, soul music from Memphis. The record she made was produced by Dan Auerbach of the Black Keys, and he really just coaxed this beautiful, sympathetic sound out of Valerie and the band that they used. Songs I really love from the record were the title track, Pushing Against a Stone, or something like the sort of gentle, soulful Wanna Be On Your Mind that just shows Valerie's very unique way with a melody. Wanna be on your mind, stay there all the time. Her country influences as well as dipping into the great well of Memphis soul music. I really love this record, and I think more people should hear it. Stay there all the time. You can call my name. Watching my travel across your face. And I knew my clothes into your face. Side by side. I'm Laura Cantrell, and my hidden gem was Valerie June's Pushing Against a Stone.
Very nice. Laura Cantrell, Nashville-born, New York City-based singer-songwriter with her hidden gem, which what we're talking about here, Joel, are records that are really good records but are not sort of popping up online at year-end lists and stuff like that.
Yeah, and the Valerie June record, you might see it on year-end lists, but it's not one of those consensus picks.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
not maybe the Lord album or something like that.
Now, you know, if you're interested in hearing more from Valerie June, check our archives at soundcheck.org because she was here.
That's right. We gave you a really great sneak peek of her sort of in the middle of the year, mm-hmm. I believe.
All right, so moving on. Carrie Brownstein.
That's right. Another musician of the band Wild Flag, also an alumna of the band Slater Kinney, and, of course, co-creator and star of the comedy series Portlandia on IFC. There's another season of that show, John, coming mm-hmm. down the pike in February. Carrie also has some other projects teed up for next year that we're really excited about. And but we wanted to find out, you know, Carrie, you know, what don't you want to leave behind in 2013?
Well, this is an album that came out very recently, so perhaps this is why I worry that this record is going to get lost in the year-end shuffle. And it is by a Welsh singer-songwriter, Kate LeBon. And it's an album called Mug Museum. She has a beautiful voice. It's a little bit reminiscent of Nico or Bridget St. John. She marries this like wonderful, evocative singing with angular, strange, catchy, off-kilter guitar playing, like these ramshackle, seasick, like woozy songs. For the sheer fact that this is exciting music, people should check out Kate LeBon, I implore you.
Oh, the sinking spell. To tiny heels in the notice to posts and then crawled in my mouth. There is a feeling I love buried in my
song's called Are You With Me Now from the album Mug Museum by Kate LeBon. She's also been here on Soundcheck.
That's right.
And so Carrie Brownstein of Portlandia fame. That's her hidden gem for 2013. Joel Meyer, Soundcheck's executive producer, sharing some of the hidden gems that, you scoured the word on the phones for hours tracking these people down.
Crisscrossing the country, John, by telephone.
But you didn't have to go far for some of our listener comments.
That's right. So this is it's fun to talk to people like Carrie and Greg and Laura, but it is really fun hearing from listeners as well, too. Now, John, the blog post that I wrote, which you can see on soundcheck.org, and you can post your hidden gem there as well, I probably set a bad example. In typical me fashion, I was really asking people for one example, and yet I gave three on my own. Bands like Phosphorescence album, Muchacho, and the singer-songwriter John Paul Keith and his new album, Memphis 3 AM. Those are two of my three that I put out there. We'll get to the third one mm-hmm. in just a second. But I set a bad example because Jay Mack from Annandale, New Jersey, went crazy. He left a lot of stuff on our website and also left us a really detailed voicemail message. So I've got to shout out some of the things that Jay Mack left for us. He is a big fan of the Welsh trio Joy Formidable and their album Wolf's Law that was released in January. And that's sometimes how a hidden gem can happen is,
yep.
as I say in the blog, pity the album released in the first quarter because
right.
no one will ever remember it. So that is maybe why that album sort of slipped off the radar. He also liked the John Hopkins album, Immunity, the great electronic artist John Hopkins.
Which we all liked, too. So.
That is a terrific album. That's probably in my top 10 of the year as well. But there's one hidden gem submitted to us by Jay Mack from Annandale, New Jersey, that really caught my ear.
The next band is Haken, H-A-K-E-N. Their album is called The Mountain. And they're from London, and they're a prog metal outfit. They their sound really harks back to a lot of the original prog rock bands, stuff like King Crimson, Gentle Giant, Yes, and sometimes they even sound a little like Soundgarden. I know that might sound like a recipe for disaster to some people, but they're really doing their own thing, and their chops and the production is really up to date.
So from England, the band Haken, H-A-K-E-N, falling back to earth from their album The Mountain.
John, that is definitely the best drummer of all the hidden gems we've heard so far. That drummer probably has the largest kit of all the acts that we've heard so
He's
far.
He's probably got like a third bass drum, just because three is better than two. Joel Meyer, working the phones so that we didn't have to get all of these hidden gems, things that we don't want to forget about in our end-of-the-year crush. What else were you getting off the listener line?
Okay, I want to point out a trend that I heard on the listener line that was a little disturbing. I want to make sure that these people are okay. It is the cliffhanger call, all right? So I'm going to play the first one from Hyro in New York.
My name is Hyro Lee. I'm from New York. I believe that...
And that's it. That's the end of the call. So first of all, I'm dying to know what Hyro's hidden gem was, but then also the last thing that you heard him say was clearly I got another call. It was like he just goes, It's so clearly he just was like, well, and we never called us back. So Hyro, you can give us a call back, 866-939-1612. Okay, here's the other cliffhanger call.
Hi, it's the new My Bloody Valentine album, and what's one of those songs?
End of call, John.
So we don't even know who that is then.
No, she does. She gave us her name at the first part. Her name is Anna.
Okay,
but she's just a big fan of MBV, which was the, of course, hotly anticipated new album from the shoegaze band My Bloody Valentine. So let's hear the song She Found Now. This is the lead-off track from that album, MBV.
My Bloody Valentine, the Anglo-Irish shoegaze band, and their long-awaited album called MBV. I mean, we're talking like 20 years people were waiting for this record.
Rumors, leaks, more rumors on top of that, and then it was finally released this year.
And Anna liked that, didn't want to...
Didn't want to stick around too long on the phone.
So what else?
Okay, so we also got these picks from a couple of other listeners. They posted on the website and that sort of thing. We heard from Calvin in the Bronx, Evan from Brooklyn, and Fuva from Harlem World, and I've created a little montage of these.
It's a drive-by summer at the end of March. Sees more than
up. fell off when I entered the building.
Music from pianist John Batiste and his band Stay Human, the D-flat movement. Before that, Yala is from MIA and from her 2013 album Matungi. And that little montage that Joel put together for us began with Bell X1, the Irish band, from their album Chop Chop. All of those folks have been on Soundcheck, Bell X1 and MIA this year, John Batiste last year. And thanks to Calvin in the Bronx, Evan from Brooklyn, and Fuva from Harlem World, who suggested those as hidden gems for 2013. Joel, what about you? You mentioned two of your three before. Who did you leave out?
Okay, well, it's not going to come as a surprise to people that this artist was yet another guest on Soundcheck. Just like the good folks out there, I get a lot of my music from Soundcheck as well, too, because I work here. Steven Bruner is a session bassist who's based in L.A. He's played for Snoop Dogg, Erykah Badu, and he works a lot with the electronic producer Flying Lotus, who produced his second solo album, which is called Apocalypse. I didn't know a lot about Thundercat before this fall, but as soon as I heard the record, I really, really fell in love with it.
Steven Bruner is Thundercat.
Steven Bruner is Thundercat. Don't confuse Steven Bruner with the 1980s television cartoon series about man-cats with glowing eyes. Apocalypse is the name of the album. I just really love it. I have a soft spot for bassists to begin with, and he is a particularly good bassist, I have to say. And so we're going to end with a song with a name that we can't say on the air. I'll just say that it's about getting in over your head at a party. Mm-hmm. And that's my hidden gem for 2013.
From the artist known as Thundercat. That's from the album Apocalypse from the bassist and composer and singer Thundercat. Check the Soundcheck archives to hear him performing live in the studio. That's at soundcheck.org. Joel Meyer, executive producer, sharing some of your hidden gems, his hidden gems, those of various musicians that he cornered on the phone. Joel, thanks very much.
Thanks, John.
Listeners, what's your hidden gem? You can post it on soundcheck.org or leave us a message, 866-939-1612. We'll hear more of them tomorrow, including a hidden gem from Broken Bells, the duo of James Mercer and Danger Mouse. All right, coming up, a sneak peek at the latest installment of our series, Barn Burners, with the Brooklyn rock band Fort Lean. More of my reasons why New York music ruled the world in 2013. Stay with us. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. All this week on the show, we're celebrating the year in music, the year 2013. One new music feature we added to Soundcheck is Barn Burners. It's the name of an online video series you can watch at soundcheck.org. The concept is simple. Take a band, send them upstate to Paterson, New York, and make them perform inside an 18th century barn. You know, the usual routine. The latest episode of Barn Burners had a little unexpected excitement when the five-piece Brooklyn band Fort Lean went up there. See, the fire department had to be called to the set after some smoke machines tripped the fire alarms. There was no actual fire, so Barn Burners did not become a darkly ironic footnote in music video history. In fact, the producers told us that the firefighters actually stayed around and took in part of the performance and actually inquired about CDs afterwards. Here's a bit of what Paterson, New York's bravest heard. It's the band Fort Lean performing inside this 18th century barn for this latest installment of Barn Burners. Fort Lean is the band from Brooklyn, although they recorded that for the music video series Barn Burners, upstate in Paterson, New York, in an 18th century barn. The song is called Home for Dinner. Coming up in a moment, we will hear some more of our favorite live music performances from the Soundcheck studio, but right now it's time for another excerpt from my year-end list. We're getting towards the very top of my top 10 reasons why New York music ruled the world. Everybody wants to rule the world. Reason number 3, even Texas settles for second. Look, if there's anyone who can top us New Yorkers in boasting that they're the biggest and the best, it's Texans. But people, look what's happened. This year's best punk band was Parquet Courts, formed in Texas, but now based in Brooklyn.
I was feeling nostalgic for the days when my thoughts fit onto my head from the ceiling. I remember the feeling of the needless existence of the drum board and listless, endless waiting for something.
And that's not all. For many years, the indie band Ockerville River was based in Austin, Texas. But their leader, singer, and songwriter, Will Sheff, moved to, yes, Brooklyn. And what happened? Only the band's finest album ever, and possibly the finest album of the year. I mean, this is a record for people who want to sit down with the lyric sheet and follow the story, because there is a story, and really just be with the music for a while.
The way we used to when I was a kid.
So yeah, Ockerville River's The Silver Gymnasium is a great classic album for people who love albums.
Down a haunted house down the road in December. We can never go back, we can only remember.
Soundcheck is a production of WNYC in New York. Find out more about our show at soundcheck.org or just download the new WNYC mobile app. I'm John Schaefer. This is Soundcheck.